Boy, Don, thanks so much for having me come along with you and Fido. I sure feel refreshed.
So does my little puppy. Don't you, Fido? Oh, hang on. Somebody has to make a pit stop. Yael, whistle and look the other way. Then we'll make a run for it.
Don, you don't mean you aren't going to clean up after your dog.
Gross, Yael. Why should I? Anyway, poop goes away on its own.
Actually, Don, dog poop turns out to have a pretty big environmental impact. If you think that 2 in 5 households in the U.S. have at least one dog, and that about 40% of Americans don't clean up after their pooches, well, all that poop really adds up. In fact, what scientists call the Fido hypothesis...
Hey, my dog's name is Fido.
They conjecture that a lot of that waste ends up in waterways. Recent studies, in fact, suggest that dogs are in 3rd or 4th place on the list of contributors to bacteria in water. Talk about gross. Fecal matter is full of disease-causing bacteria like E. coli, Salmonella, and Giardia. Now that bacteria tracking methods have gotten better, scientists estimate that in some areas, 20 to 30% of the bacteria in a stream comes from dogs.
Really? That can't be good.
And the thing is that pollution from dogs is relatively easy to control. All you have to do is scoop when they poop.
Do you happen to have a baggie?
Good boy, Don. This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown, with help from Flynn Picardle in the School of Public and Environmental Affairs. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.